Welcome to Muffed. What a year. This is the Bills 2025 season in review. Muffed! James Cook ran for 358 yards over expected this season, second among all qualified running backs in the league. That's the number that defines Buffalo's 2025. Here's how the Bills built the best rushing attack in football, why Josh Allen quietly had a top 10 passing year that didn't feel that way, and the one side of the ball that kept this team from going further, 12-5, fifth seed in the AFC, a wild card win in Jacksonville, then a 3-point heartbreaker in Denver in the divisional round. The Bills smashed on the ground all year and got muffed by a Broncos team that punched them in the mouth in January. Let's set the table with the team level numbers. Buffalo's offense posted plus 144.4 total expected points added. How much every snap improved their chances of scoring across the season? Third in the league. The defense came in at plus 13, allowing minus 15.5 expected points added, league average territory. The real signature, a third down conversion rate of 46.3%, fourth in the league, and a red zone touchdown rate of 72.3%, third. When the Bills crossed the 20, they scored 7, not 3. Added up, 76% of their scoring drives ended in touchdowns, the highest share in football, and the consistency was real. Outside of a week 10 trip to Miami where they got smoked 30-13 and a week 17 stinker against Philadelphia, they hit 23 points or more in every game. Steady floor week in, week out. Now let's talk about the passing offense. Josh Allen threw for 3,668 yards, 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and added plus 86.8 passing expected points added. Seventh in the league. His completion percentage was 69.4 against an expected 67.8, so plus 1.5% above what an average quarterback would have completed on the same throws. Solid, not spectacular by his standards, but the passing game's identity wasn't about volume. It was about finishing drives. Allen also ran for 14 touchdowns, tied for third in the league among all players. What kept this unit from elite status? 40 sacks allowed on 593 dropbacks, a 6.8% sack rate, that's middle of the pack. Pressure got home, and the Bills wore it. The receiver room was a true committee. Khalil Shakir led the team with 72 catches for 719 yards and 4 touchdowns, with air yards spread across the rest of the room. No single receiver carried this passing game. Allen did. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. This is the headline of the season. Buffalo averaged 5 yards per carry, first in the league, the only team in football at 5 flat, and posted plus 41.3 rushing expected points added, second in the league, 159.7 rushing yards per game, 30 rushing touchdowns. The Bills didn't just run well, they ran at an elite level every single week. And James Cook was the engine, 309 carries, 1,621 yards, 5.3 a pop, 12 rushing touchdowns. His plus 358.2 rushing yards over expected, that much more than an average back would have gained on the same carries, was second among qualified runners in the league. The defining moment came in week 8 at Carolina, 2nd-and-4 in the second quarter. Cook took a handoff through left guard and went 64 yards untouched to the end zone. That run was the season in microcosm, explosive, decisive, and the Bills were never in a one-score game again that day. They won 40-9. Next up, the pass defense. This is where the story gets more complicated. Buffalo allowed minus 57.4 passing expected points added, and remember, on defense, a big negative number is good, so this unit was genuinely above average against the pass, around the 78th percentile in the league. They generated 36 sacks, 20th in the league, and 21 total takeaways, 13 interceptions plus 8 fumble recoveries, middle of the pack. Not dominant, but huge plays in huge spots. The clearest example, week 14 against Cincinnati, fourth quarter, 28-25 Bengals. Joe Burrow throws a short right intended for Jamar Chase, and cornerback Christian Benford jumps it 63 yards the other way for a touchdown. That single play swung the game. The Bills won 39-34, and it captured the unit's identity. They didn't smother offenses week to week. They took the ball away when it mattered most. And the run defense, this is where Buffalo got muffed. The Bills allowed plus 41.9 rushing expected points added on defense. And remember, on defense, you want negative. A positive number that big puts this unit in the 6th percentile of the league, bottom of the barrel. 24 rushing touchdowns surrendered, 2,320 yards allowed on the ground over 17 games. That's where the Denver loss in the divisional round traces back to, and it's where the losses to Atlanta in week 6, Miami in week 10, and Houston in week 12 all share DNA. When teams committed to running the ball against Buffalo, they moved it. Muffed! Season MVP is James Cook, 309 carries, 1,621 yards, 12 rushing touchdowns, and plus 358.2 rushing yards over expected, second in the entire league. He was the heartbeat of the best rushing attack in football. The one thing Buffalo has to fix, the run defense, plus 41.9 rushing expected points added allowed is a 6th percentile number, and surrendering 24 rushing touchdowns over 17 games is how a 12-win team becomes a divisional round exit. That's the Bills 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Bills feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.